Welcome to Reflecting God. As a child, I can recall several evenings of illness where the cure for a cough would have quickly come if I had simply taken the cough syrup my mom so willingly offered. Instead, mutiny would ensue. There is something in us that balks at the assistance of others, especially if it leaves a bad taste in our mouth. This reluctance is not limited to our health, but can extend to significant decisions in life. You may recall the story of Solomon's son, Rehoboam, who scorned the advice of his father's counselors to the detriment of God's people. Our culture emphasizes and romanticizes the independent, do-it-yourself individual, at times to the degrading of those who depend on others. We must be mindful that there may be dangers in either extreme, but the scriptures constantly show the value of seeking out the counsel of others. It can be a difficult pill to swallow, admitting that we may need help with a particular issue or circumstance, yet this counsel can become life-giving. Just as the medicine the child does not want to take can bring health to body. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.